You've been a blessing to me, not only to me, but to everybody here. Most of the time when I ask somebody what their name is, 2 minutes later I don't remember it. The other day I asked her what your name was. I never forgot it. And a couple Williams girls here too. They used to stand up every Wednesday night in prayer service and offer the prayers. And I waited all week. Thank you, girls. I thought maybe your path wasn't taking you where it should go anymore. But you've reaffirmed to me your love yet for the Lord. And thank you for that, for you increased my faith. And also Isaac. Thank you for standing up and praying too. And these little girls, appreciate them so much. Thank you for your prayers, for your testimonies. It was a pleasure this week that I didn't really look forward to be presiding over all the prayer services. But yet I needed it. It's been quite a long time since I've had so much willingness to serve the Lord. When we left the branch that we came from, I had that same thought as Peter did, and I even said it. I go a-fishing. I was ready to walk away. But I hope the way that I'm walking is back on that old path. You need to show me that path, Charlie. I think everybody would like to see it. Thank you.
Thanks to a person who is in charge or a would-be pastor, soon-to-be pastor, is when you see the people are being ministered to and you feel the love that's bonded between them and you feel the Holy Spirit that is there. You know, as I make my preparations to take this office here in the fall, I've learned things about myself, and I'm sure I'm going to learn very many more things about myself. And I appreciate those of you who have been willing to take on different roles and positions. And I apologize to some because the meeting for our election of these officers is getting closer. And I felt the pressure and I prayed. But I wasn't willing to be patient sometimes. You just want to get the positions filled. Get your boxes checked off. I make lists. I like to check off my boxes on my list. But that's one thing that I have learned here in the past month or so, and certainly this week, that the Lord hears us and He is willing to answer our prayers, although sometimes He does require us to have some patience. I've had a good week here today, or this week, brothers and sisters. I've truly enjoyed this week, getting to know all of you even better. And suffering through the storm and the rain and the flooding. We do talk about how this is the closest thing that we will have to experiencing and knowing the love and unity that we will have in Zion. And I truly believe that. Although I think it's simply just going to be a fraction of what we really feel. I can't imagine how it will really be, saints, when we build that city, when we love one another with more than we love ourselves, and we're working together in unity for the purpose of the kingdom. Say, I can't even imagine it, because I know that what we have felt here is, as I said, just a fraction of that. I'm reminded, as I look out here to our brother McGowan's family, about how when our kids were small, and sometimes I questioned in my mind, was it really worth going to church so that you could stand out in the foyer with your son or daughter, or be in the cry room, and it never seemed that you really ever listened to the sermon, and you began to wonder. But our children, I think, gain so much more than we expect, or that we think, from these services. And even in those trying times, when they're small and they require a lot of attention, that there is a purpose to us being here. So keep that in mind, Johnny, because I know it's difficult, but they do get older and they do learn. The one thing I did want to share with you, brothers and sisters, and I know I'm kind of rambling. That as we leave this place and we go back to our walk of life and we go back into the world, is that to not be discouraged. I know that we're going to have trials, saints, some of us more than others. And the Lord knows this because He allows those trials to make us pure. But if we trust in Him, He will see us through, brothers and sisters. He will see us through and we will praise His name. So my prayers are with all of you, and I hope that you will continue to pray for me, that I'd have wisdom and direction. And I know that the Lord will bless us. He has blessed us this week, and I know that He will continue to.
I truly believe that we have been refreshed this day.